the European Union and the United States and other countries set down a marker some years ago that the behavior of ZANU-PF was unacceptable and needed to return to some basic minimum standards of respect for other people's rights before it could be normal business with them. ZANU-PF has continued to ignore even the basic provisions of the Global Political Agreement on important reforms to the media, for example. Farm invasions continue, which affect the farm workers. The behavior, in a sense, hasn't changed, and ZANU-PF is ignoring the terms of the Global Political Agreement. So we think the sanctions should remain in place until it changes behavior. Our concern is that the repressive machinery that caused that violence is still in place and unchecked. So it could quite easily return within a very short space of time, unless there is serious reform to those structures. And we want to see that happen, so we can't, you know, we don't have a repetition of 2008.
Some people believe that in these negotiations, it's a give and take situation. What do you think of this view?
The Global Political Agreement has already been negotiated, and both sides agreed to carry out certain provisions, ZANU-PF included. So the negotiations have happened. What needs to happen now is for ZANU-PF to honor its agreements.